Reverend Terrence Pop here with another episode that's pre-recorded, but yet still somehow live from the lair. All right, this is another story here. This is a karmic revenge kind of thing.
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
People like to hear this shit, and there's not a lot of stuff on the internet in regards to the craziness that happened, you know, a while back. And what it led to and the karmic payback. Because I am a big proponent of karma coming back to bite you in the ass. And this is one of those stories.
The regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
So we start off, my name is Stan, and I am 63 years old. My story is biblical and about one brother against the other. All right, and yes, it's over a woman. And about revenge of time. All right, because revenge is a motherfucker, and so is time. Time in reality will beat everyone's ass. Just got to stand around long enough to see it. I got married at 26 years old to a woman I met when I was 21. All right, that's pretty normal back then, the time frame, I guess. Not a big deal. Let's see. I worked as a high-tension line engineer and made a very good living. Those guys get paid good money. They're risking their lives and one mistake, and they are up in smoke. And they get handsomely compensated for that. I knew a couple guys that did that. All right. My wife had a degree in English literature. All right. And after graduation, went on to law school. Big mistake. We were married for just over 5 years and had two children. Both sons. Okay. She got her law degree just in time to hit me with I'm not happy divorce papers. My youngest son was still in diapers. Okay. All right. This is fucked up here. All right. So you're want a divorce when your youngest is still in diapers. This is very similar to what happened to me. My youngest was in diapers and, you know, that's a critical time to be around them for the bonding experience. And it was just never the same. And I could never make up for lost time. So I feel you on this one. This one is fucked up. Needless to say, I was absolutely devastated. And the whole process took 2 years. 2 years. It's probably because she's an attorney by this time and knew how to, play the system and fuck this guy over. I wound up losing custody. Okay, that doesn't surprise me. This happened a few decades ago. And was severely crippled with child support. Within 5 years of the divorce, I became very distant from my sons. Again, they're very young. This is very common. The every other weekend dad, it just is what it is. You know, it's a time thing. 4 days a month a father does not make. They don't bond to you the same way. And you can be the Disneyland dad. You can do all of that stuff. Look, I played those games myself. But at the end of the day, there's just not enough time. And you wind up getting your ass kicked. And you have to take the L, which a lot of men do. And I had to do myself.
I know, right?
It was around this time that I discovered my older brother had been dating my now ex-wife on and off again since I was married. So his older brother is shagging his younger brother's fucking wife. This is unforgivable. My older brother worked as a corporate attorney and focused primarily on contract law. Several weeks later, I confronted him at Christmas at our parents' house. To be honest to say here, he wrestled in college due to a wrestling scholarship and beat my ass.
This isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got. God damn it!
I was soundly defeated and spent several days in the hospital and many weeks in a cast. So this wasn't like, you know, a couple punches. This was a long, drawn-out fighting ordeal where bones were broken. This is beyond the standard fighting brothers have. This is unforgivable in my book. This is over the fucking top. This dude was fucking wronger than two boys fucking in church and severely injured his younger brother. Both, I would say, mentally, spiritually, and physically. All right. While in the hospital, one of my cousins told me my parents knew of the affair and never told me. Wow! Holy shit! Oh my God! Wow, there's no more room in your back for any more knives. Holy shit. Oh, okay. All right. This absolutely broke me to my soul. I lost my wife, my parents, my children, and my brother, and I was truly broken and alone. This is very common for dudes to feel this way, especially when they're going through the whole process. And then after, it takes a long time to recover, and some dudes never really do. And I get it. I mean, that's a lot of pain to absorb, really, especially with betrayal like this. Whew. All right, without my knowledge, my manager at work put me in for an interstate transfer, which I took. All right, so you had somebody in your corner running top cover for you. This is a good fucking thing here. This is good. All right, so your guardian angel showed up and said, you know what, I think the scale is a little tipped. We're going to put a little weight on this side, and we're going to try to balance this thing out because this is wrongo bongo. All right, oh my God. Okay, I wound up in Colorado. And for my own mental health, I cut complete ties with all of my family. I really don't see another choice here. I really don't. Listen, there's a whole bunch of dudes out there that have to do this. And I totally get it. Especially with a betrayal of this magnitude. I'm not talking over like you voted for the wrong person. Maybe you make some off-color jokes. Or you have the wrong politics. This is straight up turn around, put a knife in your back betrayal. So, you know, I understand. I get it. 10 years later, out of the blue, my oldest son appeared at my front door. He was 16 years old and a junior in high school. He ran away from home and tracked me down. All right, this is cool. You know, look, the kid got to a certain age and said, you know what? Yeah, this is kind of effed up. And yeah, and went to put another weight to balance this scale. And it's starting to come back now. I was so happy to see him. And he told me what transpired while I was gone. My father forbid my brother from attending any family functions after I had been gone for 2 years. And when he accepted that he betrayed me and it could not be fixed. You notice it's the father, it's not the mother. The father's like, yeah, I fucked my son over bad, and It can't be fixed. The dude that did this, fuck that guy. Boom, you're done. Also, my brother married another woman and had three children who he himself is now alienated from. Karma! Kick to the balls for a two-point conversion. All right, I went to court and got full custody of my oldest son, and within a year, my second son came as well. All right, so both of his sons returned home. That's cool. It doesn't say, you know, how close they were apart, so I'm assuming maybe the younger one was 2 years younger, so he was like 14 or 15-ish. They both went to college and are now grown, fine men. All right, this is fucking really good. So the universe is tipping that scale in his fucking favor. My ex-wife got disbarred over fraud upon the court and now works as a paralegal, making a fraction of what she used to make. So there's karma. So she was cheating with the older brother who was an attorney who said, you know, fuck it. Married another woman, had three kids with her, and karma fucked him in the ass, and later it got her as well. It's a pretty big deal to be a lawyer and get disbarred. That's really hard to do. I mean, it should be easier because I've seen attorneys do all kinds of nefarious shit and get away scot-free, and that's fucked up. I don't know if I'd have handled this. I might have come back after I healed up with a baseball bat and then put my older brother in the hospital. I would have broken more than just whatever wound up in a cast. That's just me, though. This is the kind of shit that happens to men all the time that scars them for the rest of their existence. And I would say into the next one. This is the kind of wounds that you carry into the next world. This is the wound that never heals, but he got his sons back, so I think the universe healed that wound. Once I had custody of my sons, I would drive them to my parents' house for Christmas and other major holidays and drop them off. I never darkened their doorway again. That's commitment right there. I don't agree with that, but you have to respect it. I did the same thing for both of their funerals when they passed away as well. Holy shit. So this is like, this went on for, you know, two decades plus. He's 63, got married at 26. Yeah, woo. I set the example to my sons that betrayal has a price, and there is no price tag on honor. He's absolutely correct there. Absolutely correct. Holy shit. So, yeah, this is brother against brother. Now, this is very common. I don't understand why, you know, fuck. Brothers banging, their other brother's girlfriends or wives. Sisters do it to each other as well. Steal each other's husbands and do all kinds of crazy stuff. And, you know, then 10, 15 years later, when nobody's talking to each other, like, well, what happened? I don't understand. That is serious shit right there. Again, like cutting off family over stupid shit, like bad politics, voted for the wrong person, you know, maybe you're crass and rude, not a big deal. I mean, family is what it is. But this is next level shit here, right? And you can tell that the older brother was Mr. Fancy Pants, big time wrestler, got all the attention in the family, went to college, became an attorney, thought he was all that in a bag of chips with a side of ranch. And the younger brother went on to work as a high tension line engineer. So that other the older brother was probably like, you know what? I'm entitled to fuck my younger brother over, and there should be no repercussions because I'm a big-time attorney now. Yeah. Well, karma's breaking it off in his ass as well. Sounds to me like the older brother is suffering from a bad case of narcissism, and karma is paying him back. And this must have been very hard on the parents. The only saving grace here is, you know, he did not alienate the grandkids from their, you know, from the grandparents. He went out of his way because he was out of the state. He drove them there and dropped them off. I can respect that as well. But I can almost guarantee you his mother was the one that probably had his father like, don't say nothing. It's none of our business. We shouldn't get involved. And then once everything breaks, the dude, the father, the grandfather and all this is the one holding the bag. And after a couple of years when he realized, you know what, this is not going back to the way it was. I am to blame here. He probably felt a lot of guilt and shame as well. Just told the older brother, hey, fuck you. Don't come around here no more. You and I, we're done. We're done. So anyway, hopefully you enjoy these letters. This is karma. If you guys have any stories in regards to what happened to your ex-girlfriends or ex-wives, or, you know, you saw shit unfold, you know, years after the divorce, the split up, the alienation, send the letters in to redonkulous12@gmail.com, and I will talk to you guys later. Take it easy. From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.